What's up, AfterBuzzers and iZombie fans? We are here to talk about The Scratchmaker, Episode 6. Blaine is the monster, and I don't want to think anything else. I cannot wait to get into it right after this.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Welcome back, guys. Man, did I have some tongue twisters. It's Thursday. It's the end of the week, and I'm tired. Is anybody else tired?
Exhausted.
It has been a long, long week. But don't fret, we are here to talk about your favorite show and our favorite show, iZombie. I'm your host, Allie Nassett, and I'm joined by the beautiful, all the way to my left, Sean Tierra Mapp. How's it going?
Hey, it's going great. I'm tired too, though.
Yeah. And the, Drew's got some amazing nails that she just got done.
Yes.
Drew Jones.
What a do.
And the wonderful and beautiful Nakia.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Man. Yeah, I think we're having a fun Thursday.
Thirsty Thursday.
Mm-hmm. We've got the amazing Steph Sabra in the booth taking care of us.
Yay, yay.
Got you guys in the chat, so shout out to you guys.
Yes, thank you guys so much for joining. Before we get into it, overall thoughts, I would like to say I was confused, genuinely confused. Anybody else?
I was not confused, but I understand. But what I think this show is doing, it's like they'll put out a storyline and then they're rushing it.
Yeah.
So they don't, it's not developed. I feel like the storyline isn't developed. Where at the beginning I was like, wait, I'm hella confused. But at the end it made sense, but because everything hasn't been developed, we're like, wait, what happened to the other person in that story? So I don't know what iZombie's up to.
I think they took a page out of Game of Thrones books. And they're just kind of going for it this season.
We'll throw it out there and see if
I think
catch
so
it.
Too.
And we're here.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
I feel like it's like an episode, it's like so much is going on and we're overwhelmed. Uh-huh. And the next episode, it's like we're confused and it's slow. So like it's back and forth for me.
Yeah, they're not explaining much. Right. It's like we get something big and they're like, wait, what the hell just happened?
Right.
Last episode, and we're kind of left like, okay.
Yeah. Are you guys feeling the same way? We want to make sure that we're just not missing something. But I agree with all of you guys in that it's a little rushed. There's certain storylines that they keep opening and then closing on us and not explaining the entire extent. Like, for instance, we will jump into Major and kind of the issues that he went through this episode with trying to get the brains for everybody, because in 10 days, they're going to be shortage of brains and they'll have all these angry zombies. But what I found was really interesting is that it seems like they made such a big focus on Major going to Dolly's food, you know, food stand in order to make the mention that Murphy is her son.
Mm-hmm.
But that kind of didn't have anything to do with this episode.
Yeah,
like the plan when he pulled up, I was like, oh, he's about to like catch her in something or he's about to do something. But it was just him and having the zombies come and order the food and him throwing the food away. And she's like, oh, that's my son.
Yeah, that revelation would have made sense like two episodes ago when she was being really like persistent of being anti-zombie, because that would have been more like, oh, wow.
Right.
That's crazy that she hates zombies because her kids won.
Right. But now, and it's like, we knew already that she hates them. Mm-hmm. And we didn't need Murphy kind of saying, you don't know how much she hates zombies. Because we already know this. She's all over the news. She's made a stink. She's done it directly to Peyton before. You know what I mean?
So we're Princess of Arizona.
So we are just, I don't know. I just think it's very confused. I don't know what's going on, but
because I think she looks like Meghan McCain. And SNL did a skit about Meghan McCain, and they said she was the Princess of Arizona.
Yeah, I'm the Princess of Arizona. Yeah, it just didn't make sense. Like, it didn't fit there.
It didn't.
I thought Major showing up was going to, like, reveal, like, this lady's actually a really psychopath, and they were going to find out something about her. But maybe they're telling us to hold on to our seats, and they're going to give us a big explosion. But I didn't understand why that was there. Like you said, Julie, that could have been earlier before.
I think what bothers me about this season is that we have been used to a certain format in the show for so long. And last year they kind of strayed from the format a little bit, but it still was cohesive with the show and it made sense. But this season, it's like every episode you don't know what to expect, and not in a good way. Like, this being from Blaine's perspective the entire episode was like, and him being like, I'm a monster, blah, blah, blah. It was just like weird flex, but okay. Like, I didn't get where they were going with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially because last episode we finally were like, yay, he's in jail. And then he got out so easily.
Of course, yeah.
It's so aggravating. So, you know, Blaine when he's having those voiceovers, he's talking about how he doesn't think he's a monster. I genuinely think he doesn't think he's a monster.
Of course he doesn't.
Which is really aggravating because he's evil.
Yeah, he's a
psychopath. He's so evil. And we kind of see the way that he's able to manipulate everybody so well to get his way every single time. And this episode in particular, we were shown that, like, he actually was outsmarted by Al, who happens to be Boss's niece.
Which is crazy. Because right. The whole time I kept saying, I'm like, who is this chick?
Right.
Where does she come from? She must come from somewhere. So to find out that this is this guy's niece, and who I thought was dead or, like, far away. So I think it's interesting that they did bring him back in to kind of be, like, the antagonizer or, like, the villain. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was interesting. But I feel like Blaine is just going to get really, 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 really more angry once he finds out that they're related and try to take him down. And might try to kill them.
But for part sure. of me feels like they're not even going to follow it up.
That's true.
Part of me feels like
it's out
like,
there randomly.
Yeah, it's like, boop, boop, brains are back, cool.
So do you think that Boss's storyline has ended now that he's entered back into the storyline? Because I feel like also that should have been such a much bigger reveal. But mm-hmm. then I think I'm confused because they showed the audience, I think we knew he wasn't dead, right?
I don't remember. Wait, what did you say, Nikki?
I thought last either he was dead or didn't he escape from prison or something? Where he got they got off a bus and then, because I remember them in prison outfits, he escaped and ran away.
I think we knew he wasn't dead. Right. I don't think they knew
Major
he
didn't
was
know.
Dead.
Yeah.
So I feel like, I almost wish that that would have been a bigger revelation as an audience. Like, I didn't want to know, because we were like, oh, well, he knew he was coming back somewhere or another. But then this kind of revelation with Major and everything was just kind of a little bit, it kind of fell a little flat for me.
Yeah.
It did. But I think something maybe, I think something will definitely happen with Stacey Boss. Mm-hmm. I think that them introducing Al as his niece was a way to kind of bring him back in. But I think that what they'll do is, well, because Stacey was trying to get Major to, like, cut Blaine out of the food supply, the brain supply, I think that I feel like that Blaine and Stacey may, like, go at it again. I mean, it's more so for predictions. That's one of my predictions. Right. But I think that that's how it'll tie back in eventually.
Right. It's definitely not over. Like,
yeah, for sure.
It's so interesting the way that they're leading this up, too, because we keep having this moment of fear, as if we're not going to have brains. The zombies are going to go out of control, and they're going to be on, like, basically a fight with the humans. And then it kind of is like, oh, wait, actually, never mind. We're going to be fine. Now we've got plenty of brain supplies.
Yeah.
Which I don't necessarily understand because I know that they said that Blaine is the one importing the brains, right? Illegally, mm-hmm. he's smuggling them in. And this other company technically isn't smuggling. But how are they getting access to certain brains? Because I feel like they were putting a blind eye to the fact that Blaine was killing people. Am I understanding that correctly? Or?
I think the new investor, the new person, Blaine says something like, he's not a doctor, but he's something where he can get brains from other places. I think that's what Major said. When Major was telling Boss, like, he's like, though you were getting brains from all these different countries from, like, random hospitals, this guy
has direct access.
Yeah, it's something like that.
I just feel like this show is kind of playing chicken with these, like, you know, scary what ifs, like if we run out of brains, but they're like turning away too quickly.
Yeah.
It's like they're speeding towards each other, but they're playing like they're chickening out early. So it's like, yeah, we're running out of brains we have 48 hours left, but it just didn't feel like, I couldn't feel the pressure of us being out of brains.
Yeah, I didn't either, but it was because we knew there was almost going to be a direct solution.
Yeah.
But if not, there was going to be this epic brawl and all-out kind of fallout with the humans and the zombies, but then that didn't happen, and that's not going to happen. And then Blaine is now out scot-free. Like, I get it that he has a really good connection as a lawyer, but how is that going to fully drop all of the charges against him that they have? Mm-hmm. You know, that like, there's proof
he
now.
Still murdered people.
Right, yeah. There's proof.
But what about the house?
But I think it is, like, he didn't go through trial yet. He's just out on bail. And the reason he got on a bail is because the lawyers haven't set. They were able to pay. So he's not innocent.
Right.
He didn't go through trial yet. It's just until trial, he's out on bail.
But it makes you think that, is he going to be able to get away? Is he going to get away with everything again? Especially with his house now being on fire?
That was actually something I wanted to talk to you guys about, because I felt like they were showing him his house was on fire, but I don't feel like it's actually on fire. Mm. Like, it could have been something like they made, to make him think that it was really burnt down, but it's not, so then they can get evidence. I don't know. I thought I'd be that. Maybe I made that up in my head. I just was thinking that could be something to not actually get him yet. But really quick, I do want to take a look in the chat, guys. Ivan Soto had said that why would Blaine be in a regular person prison? Because then he could affect people like humans if he's a zombie. And that is something that they weren't very clear about because it seemed like he was in a normal jail.
Right.
Because all the other zombie jails that they've been in have been kind of in a cell or something.
Was anyone in his cell?
I'm trying to think. No, I think
he was like alone.
He was isolated.
He was solo dolo by himself.
Yeah. And I don't know what... I guess, I mean, we wouldn't know.
I don't know. Big Face Hunter says that I think she's secretly a zombie and hates zombies because she's a zombie. And he's talking about the lady that's always yelling. I forgot her name.
Dolly.
I don't like that. Dolly.
That's Drew's cat's name.
Although they do have similar personalities.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. A lot of people are not feeling the boss character. They think that he's a horrible person.
Yeah.
Maddie Fernandez says that he thinks Dolly's going to get more evil. Because I will say there's a lot of things, like, the main thing isn't happening, which is the whole zombie versus human things, but there's, like, a little supporting thing where the robo-zombies planted that girl to be a fake coyote, and now she's trying to infiltrate Renegade. Then you have Dolly and her crazy troop trying to do something.
Yeah.
Then you have Blaine trying to probably kill these poor kids with the brain. So it's like the main thing's not happening, but all these supporting stories outside is happening. It's not all connecting, but
maybe
it almost
seems like they're going to just kill themselves eventually, you know? But yeah, I don't know. And now that Blaine has basically figured out another plan, I just hope that he's able to be stopped this time. You know, because if he really does hurt this girl with the Freylich brain, you know, I feel like all hope will be lost towards the end of the season. And are we really going to end on such a depressing note where all these people are just going to die because Blaine wasn't put away promptly and correctly like he should be? I don't know. I just feel like, he keeps getting away with this. And as his character, you don't have that sense of remorse. Like, you don't feel bad for him anymore. Like, he's totally wrong. But Ivan Soto did bring up in the chat, they said that he has stopped killing people in season one, but he was still killing people to get those brains, I thought. Like, he kills people when he wants to. It's like, yeah, he's not directly killing all solely for the brains, but he's killing people when he wants to.
Yeah.
I think it just shows you that money talks. Like, this is just, like, how it is today. Like, here you have a guy who the world was kind of depending on him because he was bringing in the brains, and he has all the money. That's why the lawyer who's sleeping with the judge who he can easily blackmail can get him out on bail. And now he can be out and doing crazy things. But the good thing is he doesn't know that Donnie is now working with Boss.
Right.
So that might be something that comes, you know. But I think he's just super desperate. And he's trying to do all these crazy things to get the money. And I kept saying, I'm like, doesn't he learn?
Right. But apparently he doesn't. And he never is going to learn if he's not going to get, you know, people aren't going to put him away. And he's never going to learn his lesson. He hasn't had to learn his lesson yet. Mm-hmm. But I really hope that Boss's niece, Al, you know, she's the only person that I feel like he's actually backed away from. You know what I mean? Because I feel like usually Blaine would fight back, even if he had a gun pointed at his head, you know? But this time he didn't, and he kind of walked away and let it go. So obviously I don't think that storyline's going away. I think Al's definitely coming back in the story in the picture. I don't know how that's going to be, but there's definitely way more that they're leading on to than we know. And I think that's why it's confusing, because you guys are right. They're starting these little storylines that are having a really small thread together. And then we're kind of leaving, like, what? But I think it's just because we're so anxious.
Yeah.
Because at the end of last season, we expected it to go in a different direction than it is going. So we just have to be patient.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll get what we want at the end of the season. But before we go on to our next topic, Drew's going to take it away. We just want to thank you guys so much. You are the best ever.
Yes, After Buzzers, like she said, we're super lucky that you guys watch us every week and listen to our weird, crazy rants. But if you want to keep hearing us talk, if you want to listen to some of our other shows, we need your help. So subscribe right now. I'll give you a second. Cool. Now I'm going to give you a second to like this video. All right, bet. So, if you haven't by now, you should have subscribed and liked to our YouTube channels. We also have multiple other YouTube channels with red carpet interviews, with other genres of after shows. We have it all. We're on Spotify, iTunes, Spotify, iTunes. So we don't discriminate against Androids, even though I do in real life. But for now, we just want to thank you guys so much for watching our shows. We really do have such a good time talking about our favorite TV shows, and it's dope that you guys like listening to us talk about our favorite TV shows. So thanks.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. You are the best, and we are reading your comments all the time, and it's so fun to hear your opinions every week because we like talking about it. But in the meantime, let's get back to it. Yeah, so obviously there's this whole Blaine, Donnie E, boss situation. I don't really know how it's going to end up, but we shall see. It kind of weirdly led into this matchmaker storyline, which Liv becomes a matchmaker in her reign. But what was so weird about this one is they didn't do any investigation on, they like tried to figure out how she was killed, but then they didn't actually figure it out. And I felt like this was, like, why was this put into this episode? You know what I mean? I felt like there was not a real reason for it to be there.
It was rushed. It was weird because it started off with them, because we've seen her at the scratching post.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, maybe something's going to happen here. And then Candy was involved, but Candy didn't really say much. And they got straight to the random woman.
Yeah, and what was weird is she was basically saying she was upset because she, like, made my, like, son of basically a zombie because she married a zombie or whatever. She was mad at the girl, but then why didn't we figure out if she killed her?
Yeah, why didn't we?
We stopped.
I mean, I think they insinuated that she did kill her because she had, Liv had her write it down. So I think she did confess, but it just wasn't illustrated very well that she confessed. Mm-hmm. And it was a bummer because I actually think the matchmaker brain would have been really fun to see more of.
So too.
And we just kind of got like some awkward scenes with it. And it wasn't,
And then we didn't see any visions.
We didn't,
We didn't get to see the brain food.
Yeah.
Which also, too, I need to remember that, and I wanted to point this out, going back to Blaine for a second. At the beginning of the episode, he was like, you guys think that this is their story, but it's mine. And I was very interested by that because he was talking about Liv, and they were pointing to it always being about Liv, and technically this is Blaine's story. So I'm like, whoa, that's actually a huge thing. Because are they trying to point to us as the audience and say that you thought this was all about Liv, but this is actually about me and my journey?
Yeah. It's funny that you say that because in the chat, Ivan said this episode was Blaine-centric. For That's sure. how you don't see a lot of Liv and Clive. So that kind of would make sense why we didn't see Liv's vision, because it's coming from, like, Blaine's point of view, I guess you can say.
I agree with that, and I totally understand that. I just feel like in the scenes where it was Liv-centered, because we didn't, it hasn't been, like, from her perspective the entire episode, it just felt weird.
Yeah.
It did.
Right.
Like, it almost would have been better if we just didn't even see them this episode.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we focus more on the Donnie E, Blaine, Boss, and Al kind of thing.
Yeah, because that was an interesting storyline. I just think because we kept going back to, like, Liv and all of them was where it was, like, this feels like too much.
Like, it would have been better if you guys said if they didn't even have her talking to the fake lady about the matchmaking thing. Because, like, everyone in the chat, they're saying, like, pretty much, like, it wasn't even about Liv. It's supposed to be about Blaine. So we're not supposed to see it. And I'm like, that makes sense. And that would have been even more fun and, I think, cooler. But because we did see a little bit of her having the vision, I just wish they wouldn't have put it in. It was all about Blaine.
I think that's what makes the show sometimes a little confusing and just really overwhelming when they when they do it like that, when it seems so rushed.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, it was Blaine-centered this time. Because everything that he's going on with Al, with Boss, with Major, you know, with all of that. So
that's probably why we didn't get a lot
been, of... This could have been, like, one episode just with Blaine and everything he's, you know?
Right.
And we could have just, like, not did with the brain.
But that's probably why we didn't get the answers to, like, the confession, or that's why I think everything was kind of short, like, cut off when we were, like, the things that we're normally used to, that's why we probably didn't get that, because it's supposed to be Blaine narrating
But like Drew said, like, this would have been, I would have enjoyed seeing her on, like, the Matchmaker brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to see that.
It would have been so much, I mean, it was fun seeing her in those small moments.
Yeah.
What was really interesting, too, is they kind of just all of a sudden announced that Clive got promoted to lieutenant, which was not explained at all.
I know, it's because Gail's on bed rest.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Dale's on bed rest.
Oh, right.
Attorney,
but
also, wait, can I say something, too?
Yeah.
I think there's something, their baby is going to be a morph of a human and a zombie.
I think so,
too. I think she's having weird pains in her stomach because I think she's going, because obviously she had the cure. But that maybe there's still things in her body that could semi be zombie-like. And she had mentioned about how she's had visions. So it's like she maybe not a full-on zombie, but she still has somewhat of that remnants in her body. And I think that maybe this would make a morphed human zombie baby. And this could be something that, like, could be a huge... something strange that could happen.
I'm still convinced that the baby is going to be, like, the cure. Like, the baby. Yeah. They're going to be able to, like, replicate, like, the baby's blood or something and, like, extract a cure.
The baby might be the lifesaver.
Yeah.
Or the Antichrist.
Who knows? There's really so many different turns that this could take. I'm very curious. But
also, speaking, just going off of that, I'm really curious to see if they're going to bring, well, obviously they're going to bring her back in, Michelle.
Yeah.
I still want to know if she's the...
Yeah, right.
What happened? Right.
That's why I'm talking. So,
oh my gosh, one's the Antichrist and one's the second coming.
Oh my gosh.
Well, someone,
the omen.
Maddie Fernandez says her visions are from last season, not this season.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Then maybe I'm just...
But yes, Michelle's baby. Clive's second maybe baby. That's why I said that they're starting all these different... Remember, like, I feel like the past seasons, everything connected from, like, episode one all the way to episode 10. Maybe they're doing it different this season, but I feel like they're starting all these different storylines and nothing's connected. Maybe Michelle will pop up. I don't know. Like, I feel like hopefully it's nothing where, like, one baby.
Yeah, but we are, like, halfway through the season, so dark. I'm just hoping that they kind of bring stuff together.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Really, really hope.
I was going to take it dark. Never mind.
Well, I'm glad I cut in there.
Thank you.
Well, guys, we get it. Yes, I understand that was Bazio's vision from last season. I'm sorry. I was just confused because when she mentioned that, she said it, and I was like, but wait, I understand that you used to have visions, but are you still having them? Like, we don't know. It could be a thing. Well, guys, we are running out of time, so we want to get into our news and gossip section. Shantira, do you want to take it away for us?
Sure.
All righty.
I feel bad for not liking this episode because because Malcolm actually directed it.
Oh,
yeah,
we love you, Malcolm.
We didn't like the episode. We liked the episode. We were just confused.
We're just confused.
The script was the confusing, right. Which he didn't have anything to do with.
But the episode was good.
Okay. So we still love you. Yes. Hope you love us too.
We love you, Malcolm.
And your tight sweaters.
Don't get it twisted. We loved the episode. Yes. We were confused by the direction of which the script was taking.
I like
from
how you're all
episode.
Trying to explain.
Yeah. Who from last episode to this
you
episode?
Can't blow us up once.
No, we
do like. I think what it is like again. We're just confused because the storylines are just going so many different places.
Right.
But the episode was good because I said at the end, I was like, damn, as much as I hate Blaine, you hate to see it. I kind of liked him at the end.
Yeah.
Because I was like, though he's a psychopath, but he's kind of outsmarted everyone. So it was a good episode. And I like that Blaine was the narrator.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good.
It
Malcolm,
was different.
We love you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tight sweaters all day.
Malcolm's definitely one of my favorites. But yeah, I still like Blaine, so.
Same.
I think that he adds something special to the show, so.
Like, I mean, obviously I like Blaine, but, like, as, like, you know, I mean, his real person is nothing like it, but his character really aggravates me that he never gets what he deserves.
Yeah.
Facts.
Couple other things. So, there's a site called Decider.com. They pretty much give, show and movie ideas on what to watch on Netflix and Hulu or whatever. But anyways, yesterday they post, like, a Woman Crush Wednesday and they shout out Rose McIver.
Aww.
And I thought it was really cute. And then they specifically said that they were blown away by her performance.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how she, you know, awesome. how she the different brains that she's on, how she's able to master each, like, character. And I think it just really, I don't know if me and you talked about this, like, that's, like, true talent.
Yeah. Yeah.
For her to be able to, like, portray all these different types of personalities, like, it's literally amazing.
And I think she does it in such a fluid way. When you're watching her on screen, you almost forget who Liv is for a second, and you're totally taken to the character. And I think her mannerisms and the way that she creates these characters are so fun. That's why we wanted to see more of The Matchmaker, because she gave us those little moments that were really fun to watch because she's able to enact exactly what that matchmaker was like, and you can see it in her. Mm-hmm.
She's
really
great.
She is.
Couple other things. So Al... her real name is Gage. I just realized she played Erica on MTV's Teen Wolf. Did you guys watch that?
That's what she was. I've been staring at her for so long, trying
to
figure out
who she is. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I could just look it up on IMDb, but
I know it's lazy though. But
yeah,
thank
so
you.
One of my friends mentioned it. I was like, oh yeah, she's on Teen Wolf. She was on Teen Wolf. I'm like, oh yeah,
I've never seen Teen Wolf, but she does look very
familiar. Banger.
Mm-hmm. And then lastly, so Dale, whose name is Jessica Harmon, she won 2 Leo Awards for a web series wow. that she does called Rachel. And basically the Leo, it's an award program for British Columbia film and TV industries. And so the awards that she got was for best web series, and the leading like lady on the web series won an award for best actress. And she also stated that she's a first time director. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Amazing.
I know okay. we're always talking about how they're all
boss
like
lady
doing their own thing. So
love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the cast is great.
Well, aww, thank you. Those are really fun facts. Love them all. We are going to get into our special segment, which is fun zombie actual stories that go on in this world. These are wild, guys. I'm sure you've heard them along the way. But Nakia is going to get into some very fascinating news, taking it over right now.
Thank you, Steph. Ladies and gentlemen, I Nakia Burgundy, have a very special report. It has been reported, ladies and gentlemen,
that
there has been a sighting of zombie raccoons in Chicago.
What?
In December, Cook County Animal and Rabies Control warned residents of an increase in raccoons carrying the virus and displaying abnormal neurological signs. Pet owners should vaccinate their dogs against a disease and warning signs. Sorry. Some of the warning signs are walking around dazed and confused, or approaching people or pets, staggering or falling down when walking, showing their teeth and having glowing eyes.
What?
Are you sure those raccoons just didn't smoke weed?
Wait.
The zombie raccoons have been making the news lately, and residents are asking what this means. Sadly, the nickname refers to the raccoons that may appear zombie-like due to the viral disease called distemper.
So this is a real
that thing. Sounds like an right. antidepressant.
So they're not, so they look like zombies.
This
they're
is
not
real.
Actual zombies.
This was on USAtoday.com.
Oh, that's crazy.
There was also like a sighting of a raccoon dog. So I think someone's mating dogs and raccoons. But
what?
There is a zombie dog, I mean raccoon outbreak. It says that the eyes of the diseased raccoons can appear to glow and have an airy greenish tint because of abnormal mineral deposits associated with the disease, the city says.
That's crazy.
Stay clear of zombie raccoons.
That would happen in Chicago.
That's so scary.
They say, one more thing, these raccoons aren't rabid. They're just drunk. The police in West Virginia
Wait,
said,
what?
How can a raccoon be drunk? What?
Okay. The disease is separate from the chronic wasting disease of unofficially dubbed zombie dare disease, which drew headlines and spread to dozens of states this year. So I
mean,
know.
That's a way to get readers. Zombie raccoons, zombie deers.
I'm not rabid. I'm just
right,
drunk.
The disease is highly contagious.
Amazing.
Well,
that's what it said.
Make sure you're getting those vaccinations because that's quite scary.
And if you're in Chicago, I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Well, guys, let's get into some predictions. We want to know what your thoughts are. Please make sure that you comment
now,
it below.
I was going to say, I predict zombie raccoons, but I was just trying to be funny.
I have so many thoughts, but I'm gonna hold off on my predictions about Blaine because I need to process how I feel. But I predict that Liv's mother and brother are going to come back.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good
wow,
one.
Wow, that is good. That is
that's
good.
All I got today.
All right, Drew.
Winner.
My prediction is, I still think that Gail and Clive's baby has, like, the cure, or is gonna have some type of, like, you know,
something
effect.
To make humans realize that zombies can be normal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna come out, like, cute and blue, and, like,
aww.
I don't
I'm
know.
A blue baby zombie.
I don't know why I think zombies are blue, but here we are.
I take a baby blue zombie.
And I feel like they're hinting towards Liv and Major getting back together.
I think so, too. She made the comment about...
Robbie made that comment about, if only there was a zombie version. And I was like, oh, we're going down this road? Okay.
I'd like to see it. Shout out to the One Tree Hill shout out, too.
Yes! A banger.
Yes. I was more of a Gossip Girl fan, but who am I? I predict that because I feel like all the weird storylines, I think it is going to be a big war between like Dolly and Blaine and the robo zombies. And like, I feel like there might be another war coming and I'm just not sure what it is because I'm hoping that they find out that like the robo zombies are trying to like infiltrate and put people into the renegade situation. So I hope they find out that chick isn't real and she's undercover.
Yeah. Which I also feel like her reaction was like, It just felt too fake for me. I feel like Liv should have caught it. Like, I feel like Liv should have been more on her A game of being like, wait, there's something. Like, I feel like she is really good at noticing those types of things, and I'm surprised she didn't catch that one. But, yeah, I think there's definitely going to be a huge clash of all the different parties going on. And I do kind of think that Clive's baby has something to do with maybe the cure. And I think that Blaine is finally once and for all going to be stopped. And they had this episode to show us that even though, like, Blaine might seem like he's outsmarting us all, I feel like Major's actually finally one step ahead. And him and Blaine have always had this tick going on since season one. You know, Major's always been trying to take him down, no matter what. Yeah. And I think that for a little bit, a small glimpse on the radar, he thought that, you know, Blaine had him, finally, with the whole brain thing. But when he figured this situation out, Blaine's going down, and Major's going to be the one putting him in jail, and he's going to be very satisfied by it.
He was very specific. I like it.
That was good. He was really cute, too, when he, like, figured it all out. I was like, you go ahead, Major.
Yeah.
We have a few predictions in the chat. Let me see. Maddie Fernandez says, I think Fillmore Graves will disappear.
Oh.
Billie Jean Girl 24 says, I predict that Liv's brother is going to come back as a zombie. And that's it so far. If you guys have more predictions, let us know.
Yeah. And I know, Ivan, I know that she, because Ivan said, Ivan Soto said that Liv was on a brain, so she wasn't herself. I understand that, but she always has a little bit of herself still in there that she toggles back and forth to.
Right.
So, well, guys, that wraps up this episode. We love you guys so much. Thank you for joining. As always, it is a Thursday. I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. We will see you next week. In the meantime, Shantier, where can they find you on social media?
At Shantier on Instagram, Twitter.
Drew Jones.
And you guys can slide into the DMs at OKDrewJ.
Nakia Monet.
You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
Hey guys, Allie Master here. Find me on Instagram at Allie Girl. And of course, follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. We'll see you next week. Bye guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.